with Martin Besser.
It went down. Everything went down. Everything. At Loftus Versfeld on Saturday. One of my favorite moments was when, because we got Driekus the nice platform stage there under the big scoreboard for himself. There was a DJ on there and some drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
Also gave him control of, what do you call those, smoke cannons.
Yes.
He had the best time. He lived his life and had the best time with that, because there's nothing like someone gives you control of that button.
The power. Yeah.
And you push it and those cannons just shoot out. It's dramatic. It's powerful. It's amazing. Also hearing from the Stormers fans this morning.
Okay, right. Good.
Yeah, some of them are nice.
I'm a Stormers supporter, let me tell you. The Stormers deserve to lose on Saturday the way they played. They were nowhere in the game. So many penalties in the first half. Could not finish. Bulls were the better team on the day, I must say.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very, very much. Great, great gist there.
Yeah, typical Bulls supporters going on and on now like they've won the rugby championship. Okay. But all they did was beat a pretty poor Stormers team who didn't even show up on the day. And to be quite honest, the Bulls should have beat them by way more than what they did. But yeah, give them a win. They need it.
Oh, bitter. Bitter, bitter, bitter.
Exacto.
Let's speak to their leader. Good morning,
G-Unit.
Mr. Mayor.
Good morning. I'm going to take my medicine now. I know what's done.
Should have taken it much earlier. Sorry, you were saying?
Congratulations, I suppose. I owe you a congratulations.
Thank you.
Good win.
Thank you.
Well done. It was a wonderful game of rugby. That was what was most important.
Listen, if you were here, I think you would have enjoyed the gist. It was massive. I mean,
it looked like it, yeah. I must say. The way that the Bulls were celebrating, I do agree, it looked like they had won the URC. You don't win the URC in March, guys.
But you do win the SA Shield.
Jordan, it took us to the top. Aren't we number one? We're number one.
On the overall log, we're second. But on the Shield race, Bulls are tops at the moment.
Yeah. So that was worth celebrating, I thought.
I thought it was important for us. I mean, you know, no one should be able to beat the Bulls 8 times in a row. That would just be wrong. So it was important for us to be magnanimous and also to boost your sense of confidence for the rest of the tournament.
What lies.
Tell me something. How long does a trip feel back to Cape Town when you came in with such confidence?
I know.
They go back. Hey,
look, it was a wonderful event for Pretoria. I was so thrilled to see the stadium full and lots of Stormers supporters there.
But
I must say, it was also that last week after we spoke, I got and I said that the Stormers had beat you 6 times, and then a whole lot of listeners were WhatsApping me and sending me social media messages saying that in fact it was 7 times. So I'm sorry, I just wanted to correct that now.
It's fine. You didn't need to.
It's, that's all in the past.
It's okay. I didn't want to correct you.
Well, the record's broken.
That would be rude.
At least I can now confirm that you do have a few listeners because they contacted me.
Thank you. And this is very incredibly valuable airtime for you. I want you to know that. I also noticed there are a lot of Stormers in Gauteng. Yeah. Why are people moving up here?
No, they travel to support the boys.
Right.
Is that the fact?
Those are travelling fans, yeah.
Okay. Listen, when are you going to put the boards up there that Cape Town's full?
What's that, sorry?
When are you going to put the boards up there that Cape Town is full? Isn't that place full?
No. No, we're not full.
Honestly,
Cape Town, we welcome.
I was there 2 weekends ago. It's full. Put the boards up.
We welcome lots and lots of Gautengers. They're coming here all the time and they're most welcome. As long as they change their team when they arrive.
Then
it's fine.
I was just about to say, I want to see the Bulls fans
that have
moved to the Western Cape also go and fill off that stadium in Cape Town in their Bulls jerseys. Because it feels a little bit lopsided to me. I don't know. That's just me.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. There's so many Gautengers moving here that half the city is now Lions and Bulls fans. We've got to actually force them to change teams when they arrive.
Yeah, that's how we take over. Listen, just quickly on another note, I think it's a good one with Ian Cameron coming on board.
Wonderful, wonderful news. He's going to be a brilliant member of parliament. I have so much respect for him. And I can't wait to see him in action in parliament in future.
I think most of us know his name, obviously, after that video went viral, that altercation.
Shut up. Yeah,
that one. And I must say, the one thing that stood out for me is his unwavering passion.
Mm.
I mean, it also seems like the kind of guy who's dedicated to fighting crime, not just when there are cameras, right?
No, I mean, that's the incident that's kind of made him a household name. But even for years before that, he was a very dedicated community anti-crime activist, standing up for victims who get turned away by the police and so on. So he's a really, really great activist, and he's going to be a massive asset for the DA in Parliament.
Listen, just finally, I may or may not have said on air that last week when I spoke to you that when the Bulls win, how was that calling it? When the Bulls win, that we'll bring the show to Cape Town for some reason. But I don't know, what is there to do though? If you had to name one thing, and please don't tell me about the mountain.
Oh, please don't tell me about the mountain.
We've done the car thing, the cable car. Like, is there anything else to do? If you had to point out one thing to do, if we do come up, what is there to do?
So, the most amazing wine region in the whole of Africa, and one of the best in the whole world, with some incredible wines. You can go and spend some time at a wine farm and drown your sorrows after losing the next game. And then I would say the latest craze in Cape Town, I don't know if you've heard of this,
what?
is cold water swimming.
No, not happening.
Yeah, you know, no, George, I was just about to say, it's like you know us already.
Yeah.
when you went on about the wine farms, but then you lost us again in the cold swimming.
I'm not saying I've tried it myself, but if you go down to Clifton or Camps Bay or any one of the beaches early in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, you will see huge crowds of people swimming at that time of the morning. I'm not saying that it's nuts. Insane, but it is apparently fun.
Shame. It's a wonderful campaign. I love how you're trying to normalize your ice cold ski. No, it's heartwarming. Really, it is.
Yeah.
Until all those influencers bless you and stuff. But it's a no from us. But however, the wine tasting.
Yeah, I was about to say, take a bottle of wine, go and watch the not so sane people have a swim in the water. That's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. No,
that sounds like a plan.
I was on Clifton 4th. 2 weekends ago. It's a great view from the sand,
great
and that's
view.
All I need, actually.
That's it. Exactly.
quite frankly. Listen, Jordan, we'll speak to you again when the Bulls come up to your side, just to also just entrench, I think, our winning ways.
You did say you're going to come and broadcast here. Is that still the plan?
You know what? I've run out of time. This is very, very expensive, valuable item. No, you know what? We will. We love your city, and we'll bring the show there and the vibe, and it'll be lovely to meet you in person.
Wonderful, and congrats to the Bulls. A well-deserved win.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a good day. Love to everyone in Cape Town. Cheers, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mayor of Cape Town there on the line, and yeah, no, that was it was dignified, I thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brave and it sounded sincere.
Very mayoral.
Fantastic. Yes. Stormers.
Talk to us on Twitter @JackaBreakfast.